Is NBA free agency dead? It is in the loop. Typical fellas are out today. Reggie and John Lopez. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Don't fear, though. Figgy Figs here holding things down on the steel wheels. And you with us, too. You can always text the show to join the conversation, 713-572-4610. I did want to circle back. We didn't have enough time in what's popping. As I always say, Chris, you've heard me say this before, Figgy's finding it out today if he didn't already realize. I'm the Matt Eberflus of clock management. So we're always running behind and cutting things and whatnot. I did want to circle back to this in what's popping. We didn't have time, but the whole Cam Whitmore trade,
yeah.
we'll get to NBA free agency because this all kind of ties in. First, I want to acknowledge somebody said the reason why he wanted to go to the Wizards is because he's from Maryland. That's fair. I still prefer a guy, look, I don't know what he has going on in his personal life. I get people like to be close to home. People get homesick. Maybe you have a sick relative. I get it. Personally, maybe this is old school me. Maybe this is me being tough. I still prefer a guy who wants to go win a championship than go to an 18-win team just because it's close to home. That's just me. Maybe I'm unfair at that opinion. I can accept that. But I did want to circle back to a text from the 832 earlier when we were talking about Cam Whitmore and said, is he considered, or I think they said he is considered a bust. For the Rockets being a first-round draft pick. Would you view Cam as a bust?
I don't think he got enough opportunities to be considered a bust, honestly. That was my whole thing with, you know, will you miss him?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we didn't see enough of him, in my opinion.
I feel like I look at that as the roll of the dice. I kind of look at how Cleveland, when they drafted Kevin Porter Jr.,
yeah,
he had a lot of issues, a lot of baggage, and he had some good games with him at times, but we also saw the bad.
Exactly.
And they end up getting rid of him. So I kind of look at that. I don't look at that as a bust. I look at that as a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of rolled the dice on Cam Whitmore on this one.
I agree with you. He went 20th. I also feel like bust should be reserved only for like the top 10.
Really? Right?
If you're a 20th, if you're picked 20th overall, I don't know. What are the expectations for that guy? Because, of course, the NBA, it's only a two-round draft anyways. You know, so you're picked 20th out of,
I think most people
64?
Yeah, I think most people just look at first-round pick.
Yeah, right.
And they say,
yeah, fair.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
I feel like a lot of people kind of try to point it as like the NFL first-round pick.
And you can't.
Nah, you can't, man.
You got 7 rounds in the NFL.
Anybody after 15, you might not ever see them at some point, man.
For different reasons, you may not ever, in the NBA, you may not ever see them.
Yeah, so those late first-round picks, they might be over in Europe playing in Europe for a long time. Yeah, so that's a roll of the dice, right?
They may not even be from Europe, and they may go to Europe and play.
Yeah.
So, you just never know with the NBA.
Yeah, you certainly don't. And that takes me to my next question. By the way, if you missed the Cam Whitmore conversation, you could always go back, listen to the podcast. You can scroll back on YouTube. You can use the Odyssey app, the rewind function. Just wait till like a commercial break or when we're done, whatever. Go back and listen to anything you missed from the show earlier. But the NBA, is free agency dead in the NBA? And the reason why I bring this up is because I heard people promising, mostly Shams, promising this is going to be a crazy NBA offseason and just wait and yada, yada, yada. And yesterday was the official start of the new league year, so these deals become official.
Yep.
Obviously, you get Kevin Durant coming to the Rockets, but that is a trade.
It's a trade,
and now a 7-team trade. And that's really, to my knowledge, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's the only big move. Damian Lillard getting waived, but he wasn't going to play next year anyways. Miles Turner, I guess, qualifies as like another big move. But also, that was that a signing or was that a trade? I think they traded for him, right? Miles Turner went to the Bucks. I think he was traded.
Yeah, he wasn't part of that 17 trade.
I don't think he was part of that. Yeah. Hey, they may go back and add him later, actually, because that's what happened.
So silly.
No, he might have been a free agent signing.
All right, that's the biggest signing right now, I think. Miles Turner, text line 2, correct me if I'm wrong about this offseason. I think Miles Turner is the biggest signing. And my point being, there was one team that entered this summer with a max contract available. It was the Brooklyn Nets. If you go back to 2019, there was about a dozen teams that had max contracts. And that was the offseason where we had Durant, Kyrie, Kawhi, Paul George all move. Anthony Davis moved. Jimmy Butler moved. We had a lot of big moves that offseason because teams could afford to take on big stars. Fast forward to this year, not so much. And a big reason why, I think, was the changes to the CBA, which you alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
very restricting, and it also encourages you or the players to keep your players to stay where you are.
Yep.
So I think it's led to a lot more parity in the NBA, as we've seen, 7 different champions over the last 7 years.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. But is that truly what's good for the NBA, where free agency, I think we're kind of done. Like, what's the next big move in free agency? I don't think there's going to be another big move other than the Durant
this
trade.
Year? Yeah. There is none.
Right.
I mean, just look at the landscape. What big star, superstar even, is eligible in a free agent right now to sign somewhere else?
Yeah, not in free agency.
Not in free agency. Now, they may get traded.
Yeah, I feel like Shams was kind of banking on maybe Giannis moving elsewhere.
Yeah, and that sounds like it.
That didn't work out right. And honestly, I don't know if teams can even afford that. Big of a trade.
Honestly, I still just don't see, because I mean, there's been rumors out there about him going to one of these big major markets. I will stand by this until it happens. He doesn't seem like the guy that wants to be in like New York.
No.
Or LA. You know what I mean? Like a really big market, or even like Miami necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, that's not as big a market as those other two, but it's a popping place, I guess I should say, as far as Miami. There's a lot going on in Miami, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stars would want to go there, but I don't see him as one of those guys. I just don't.
Tell you what, I was just watching The Ultimatum, new season on Netflix, which is that filmed in Miami. So
is that a
pretty crazy?
Is that a reality show?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, I have
shows.
No idea.
Yeah.
I got no clue.
I have gotten into these shows. They're train wrecks. They're terrible, but you can't look away. I love them.
Is that your new guilty pleasure, Luke?
Yeah, right now it is.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Until like the next season of Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You're into all of it, huh? Goodness.
I'm consumed. I'm wrapped up. But is this good for the NBA, though, where we have different champions every year? We feel like it's a good thing. But if you go and you look at like the ratings, people tune in to watch LeBron and the Warriors for the 5th straight time. Even though you say you hate it, more people watch
that. You're going to watch it.
Yeah, than the Thunder and the Pacers. So a lack of free agency in the offseason. And a lack of dynasties. Do we think this is a good future for the NBA, or are they kind of treading into some troubling waters here?
Personally, I mean, I don't think it's good. In terms of getting people to watch and continuing to grow the game, you do need eyes on the product to continue to develop it and grow it. I don't think it's a good thing. As much as we, I guess, hate dynasties or say we hate dynasties,
right,
when it's not our team. We only hate them when it's not our team. If it's our team, of course we love a dynasty. Everybody's going to brag about that. But more often than not, it's going to be someone else's team, right? So as much as we hate it, though, we're going to watch them to see them lose, right? Like, just like with the Warriors when they had their run going for 8, 9 years, whatever it was, 4 championships. Even after they eliminated your team, you still wanted to see them lose. So you were going to tune into the finals because it was Steph Curry. Or even with LeBron James. It was LeBron James, whatever team he was with. Lakers, Cavs, Heat, whatever it was. You were going to tune in. Now, you don't have that. Someone would point to SGA. He's not one of those guys yet. He's not there yet. He's got 1 MVP, 1 championship. He's not there yet. He's not one of those guys. He's a very good player, yeah. But he's not on the level of Steph Curry prime, LeBron James prime. He's not there yet. So you don't really have one of those guys right now that everybody wants to watch, and he's in a small market like OKC.
Yeah, I'm wondering, will it ever be those type of guys? I wonder if the LeBrons, the Steph Currys, not the actual playing on the court, but just that aura. I wonder if it will ever be any of these guys, because I talked about that a couple times with, you know, if LeBron retires, if Steph Curry goes away or whatever, who is the next up-and-coming players like them that can carry the league? And it seemed like, and this is no disrespect to the players now, but they seem a little more quiet. They don't seem like they're really box office where I gotta go see SGA or somebody like that. So I wonder who is going to take these guys' places, and that could be an issue too.
I have a candidate for that. His team is going to have to go a little bit further, but they've been close. Anthony Edwards. I think he has – now, he puts his foot in his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He talks a little too much sometimes. I will readily admit that. But I think he has the personality and the marketability to be one of those guys.
You think he could kind of carry the NBA a little bit?
I think he could. Now, I don't think he's there and ready to do it yet. He's going to need a little more help in Minnesota, but they've gotten close, though, in terms of playoff runs. Like, conference finals, what, last 2 years for the Timberwolves?
I think this year might have been the first year they got there.
No, they went there, right? They went the year before.
Were they the ones that lost to the Mavs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
2 years in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
First time they've ever. Because they've only been three times in franchise history, and it was the last 2 years was two of them. So I think he could be that guy. I think he could be one of those guys. I really do. But again, not there yet. And it's really not going to happen until guys like Steph and LeBron are gone.
Yeah.
Because as long as those guys are here, whether you want to say LeBron or Steph, LeBron is still, to me, the face of the NBA. He's the guy that most people think of. He may not be the best player, but he's still the face to me.
And see, that to me, I feel like that's kind of a scary thing, though, because the brother is 41 or will be 41.
Yeah.
And you still ain't nobody take your place.
Yeah.
That's a little scary because, like I said, he can retire right now. Or what if Steph Curry retire right now? Then who was kind of stepping in for them?
See, I don't think SGA doesn't strike me as the guy that wants that spot. He just wants to be the great player and win championships. And I think Anthony Edwards wants that spot. He talks trash. Like, he talks a lot of trash, even when he shouldn't talk trash, which is not a great thing. But I just feel like Anthony Edwards wants that spot. I don't know if SGA necessarily wants to be the face of the league.
I think Edwards, though, has said himself he doesn't want to be the face of the league.
Yeah, he says a lot of things, though. I don't always believe what he even says. I don't think he always believes what he says. He says a lot of things.
The way you talk about him reminds me of like the Run DMC song. You talk too much?
And you never shut up.
Yeah. Well, it's nice with that said, where this dull NBA free agency this offseason and maybe moving forward, it's nice that the Rockets are they're the belle of the ball this offseason by getting Durant and everybody talking about how the Rockets have won this offseason. You know, we had people earlier with the Astros with the All-Star game conversation saying, like, oh, the Astros are just getting disrespected. People don't like the Astros. And I think there's always that chip on the shoulder of Houston sports fans. But I tell you what, the Rockets are certainly getting their flowers right now for this Durant move, especially when there's nothing else in the league to compare it to for this offseason.
The Rockets are a huge, not even big. The Rockets are a huge deal right now. I mean, am I wrong in saying that? There's going to be so much expectation around this team. That could be either good or bad. I don't think there's a middle ground. That could be either good or bad, but there's so much expectation around this team now. It's going to be crazy once the NBA season rolls back around.
Yeah, it's funny too, because I felt like last season the Rockets were the team where it's like, oh, nobody's paying attention, but the Rockets are the second best team in the West.
Yeah.
They were kind of that team. The sneaky team. Now you got Kevin Durant. Now you're the favorite. They pretty much putting you up there with OKC, a threat to beat OKC.
Everyone is going to be ready for Houston this season. There will be no sneaking up on anyone anymore.
No.
Not for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Everyone will be
it's
ready
a popular pick.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, which was kind of like the Texans from year one of Stroud to year two last year.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted like no primetime games this year. Just go under the radar.
Go under the radar.
Let's play at noon every Sunday. We don't need people talking about us.
Yeah, don't put us on no bright lights, man. Let's stay low and build.
That's
stay
right.
low and build.
Yeah. And the Astros are kind of the Rockets, I guess, last year of you look up and it's like, man, the Astros have the third best record in baseball.
Yeah.
With all these, you know, they're MacGyvering it right now. Chris says, different Chris, not Chris Berti. Different Chris says, real basketball fans want good teams with good basketball. We don't care about the names. The media cares about that hype. Playoffs were great without all the fluff about LeBron, Durant, and Curry. I get that point. I agree with you.
I don't know if I agree
in
with
general,
you.
But I
agree, but the numbers don't say
well,
that.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basketball nerds like us,
right.
I was watching the season all last season.
Yeah.
And I kept saying it was a good season with different teams and stuff like that. But
it was a good season.
Yeah, but the numbers ain't really saying that.
The ratings are not bearing that out.
Exactly.
They just aren't.
Right.
They
so aren't. I'm with you, Chris, in the general idea, but it just doesn't work. Again, commenter Chris Jenkins on YouTube. So I'm with you in the general idea, but it just doesn't operate that way. And that's how these leagues work. They know the real fans are going to be there. They're trying to pull in the average fans, and I think it's the LeBron and the Currys and the Durants that pull in those fans more than just your general good basketball.
I wonder where those fans going to go when they retire.
I know. The NBA has not done, as you were saying earlier about that next star, the NBA deserves a lot of blame for that too by not building up that next star. and still going to the well with LeBron and Curry and all this stuff, but not doing anything for these younger guys.
It was supposed to be Zion Williams.
Yeah, that's true.
It was supposed to be Zion was supposed to be the next guy after LeBron.
Then they should have rigged the draft lottery to keep him out of New Orleans. Go send him to a terrible food city.
Yeah.
Send him to
the Jazz.
That's right.
Because he was supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
It has. When he's played, he's been great, but he just can't stay on the court. And then he has all the off-court issues that he's had with the women and all these other things, but it just hasn't worked out for him
to be the
guy. And then Ja looked like he could have been, and then all his issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they've been in a tough spot, man. They've been picking the wrong dudes, basically.
Yeah, we need LeBron and Curry to stay in the league for the next 5 or 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. That might not be that far-fetched, though, honestly. Let's just be real.
Just stick around for another 10 years until we find the superstar.
Steph is a shooter. When everything else goes, Steph Curry will still be able to shoot it.
It's true. Those guys hang around. Ray Allen can play for a long time if you just shoot it.
Hell, his daddy played 16 years. Dale Curry played 16 years.
Still playing off the court. coming up along those lines, we got some confessions to get to, and we'll do it next in the loop. Fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Figgy Figs here. You'll hear from him and his confession in a moment, because we still have confessions to get to nonetheless. I'm going to take maybe the low-hanging fruit. Chris, you actually referenced this earlier.
Yeah.
My confession, again, this might be a popular opinion. I think fireworks are really overrated. I think if you've seen one fireworks show, you've seen them all. And I guess part of it also is I worked in baseball for about 7 years, and we did fireworks after every Friday and Saturday game. So I've seen a lot of fireworks. Yeah, a lot in my life. And it just gets to a point where I kind of like been there, done that. So I did watch the fireworks show that they put on here in Houston on July 4th. We were there. It was so hot. We weren't going to stay for the fireworks anyways. We're like, let's just go home. And we watched it on TV, and it was pretty cool. And it was a 19-minute show set to music. So City of Houston, they put on a great fireworks show. I give them props. But with that said, still, it's like, I don't know. You've seen, like I said, you've seen one fireworks show, you've seen them all. And I know a lot of people were complaining about, I saw on Reddit a lot of complaints about they went to one place, bought tickets, couldn't even see the fireworks. Other people are complaining about out in the heat.
Oh, you bought tickets to go see fireworks?
Not me. That's some people did, yeah.
Yeah, man, I ain't buying tickets to see no fireworks. I'm just not going
to
do it.
But that's what I'm saying. Or even people that went to the Dodgers game Friday just to see the fireworks afterwards and instead saw the Astros give them the business. It's just, I'm out on the fireworks. I it doesn't get me going. I don't get excited to see it. I've seen too many fireworks shows. They're cool when you're young. You see one, you see them all.
Yeah, and for me, it has nothing to do with it being a specific holiday. I don't care about any fireworks. I just don't. I've always, even as a kid, fireworks just never did anything for me. I don't give a damn. I just don't give a damn.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with fireworks. The one thing I never understood, and we don't really get people doing this as often now, but they would take videos or pictures of the fireworks and try to show it. I'm like, what's the purpose of that? Like, I don't want to see what the fireworks look like from your phone.
On your phone.
Yeah, like that. That's the part I never really understood, but I get how people do video record the fireworks just for social media or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why you should, like, I don't, like, fire, they all look the same, man.
Yeah, exactly.
At a point, they do.
We went to that downtown festival thing where they were shooting off the fireworks. We went at, I don't know, it started at 4. We got there maybe at 4:30. There were people camped out along, like, different sides of the road already, like, 4:30. The fireworks weren't until,
That was Friday, right?
9:30. Yeah, Friday, July 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
And, look, it's cool if you, like, you're tailgating, you're cooking out, you're having drinks, all that sort of stuff. But it was, like, 90 degrees, dripping hot Friday. You're sitting outside waiting 6 hours just to see the fireworks. I don't know. I don't get it. It's not for me.
The one thing I did realize, too, because I pretty much stayed home all day on the 4th. I stayed home, but I realized, I guess in my neighborhood, like, I heard way more fireworks on New Year's Eve than I did on the 4th.
We said the same thing.
Usually, usually around you hear M80s and all that type of stuff. You hear some fireworks.
I heard some, but not a lot.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot, man. Yeah. I heard maybe a couple. But I heard way more on New Year's Eve, celebrating the New Year, than I did on the 4th.
Might be a tough time for fireworks. I was down at South Padre Island a couple weeks ago, and their fireworks stores, it was like buy one firework, get four for free, or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's tough in the fireworks industry right
now. Get four for free.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of deal. I ain't going to lie. I ain't much into the fireworks, but that's my kind of deal.
That sounds
right
like
there,
a deal with anything.
Yeah.
Buy one, get four?
Get four. That's what that's my kind of deal.
Yeah, I don't care what it is. I'll take it.
Sign me up. Yeah. All right, so for my confession, I don't know if it's necessarily a confession, but I'm going to use it as one. But I feel like I guess the confession part is that I feel like I'm late to the party. And something I recently, within the past however many months, realized or just kind of discovered for some reason is banana ball.
This was going to be my other confession.
What, are you serious?
Don't stop. Continue. Go on.
Figgy, are you familiar?
Is that
with banana ball?
Is it the banana people playing at baseball or something like that?
Yeah,
Savannah bananas.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And
they
do routines. They do dances. And in the middle of the games or in between innings, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know how I missed this. And how long it's been around, for a few years at least, from what I hear. But I discovered this a few months ago when I had to go back to Chicago. I lived there for a little while. I had to go back up there for a few days. And I'm just chilling in the hotel room, and banana ball is on. And I just realized that I like banana ball. Like, I was into it. I'll put it like that. I was into it. You know what I mean? The rules are a little different than regular baseball, you know, a lot of the rules. But it was entertaining. I'm going to put it like that. It was entertaining, and I didn't realize that I was really into – I didn't realize I would be in that into something like that. I just didn't think I would at this point in my life.
I'm actually shocked, man. You are into this, but not into the fireworks?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I will go banana ball all day, every day, over any firework display, any of them. Give me banana ball anytime. I just realized that about myself. I'm a banana ball guy. Luke's shaking his head at me over here.
Me too.
This was going to be my other confession, or I was going to save it for next time, was that we were out to dinner Saturday night, and it was on one of the TVs, the Savannah Bananas.
It's on ESPN.
Yeah, I love the Harlem Globetrotters. I can't stand the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, man.
I think it's so stupid. I think it's good family fun. I get that. Like, if you want to take your
like
kids,
it looks like it is.
Because Saturday night they like sold out Fenway Park, and you know, it was a big crowd and everything. Like, if you want to take your kids, I get that. But just in general, I have friends who don't have kids who are buying tickets to go see the Savannah Bananas. I don't get it. I think it's stupid. I don't like it.
Yeah, I understand actually going to the event, but I couldn't sit there watching on TV, man.
I was actually, found myself, I think I watched maybe not a full game. I might have got in it around the second or third inning, but I watched the rest of that game. Mm. And I watched it a couple times since then.
Oh, my God.
I have.
Who won?
I believe Savannah won. I believe they won. That first time I watched.
What?
They definitely won that.
They played the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
why y'all got to dog me over the Savannah Bananas, man? Text line, help me out, man.
By the way.
Don't leave me hanging.
I think Cam Whitmore just got traded to the Washington Generals.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
Washington Wizards, Washington Generals. What's the difference, Rice?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the difference? He'll score 80 points, though.
Yeah.
For the Generals.
I think he'll do well.
All right, I got to confess, man. I don't know if I'm going to set myself up for failure, but I am looking into doing a home project, and I never thought I would be saying these words.
Uh-oh.
So on the side of my house, it's a lot of grass that leads to a fence to my backyard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I want to put like a little stone walkway over there. I was thinking about hiring somebody.
Okay.
And as I was talking to my wife, somebody was kind of listening too. And she was like, you should do it yourself, man. It's easy. Like, it saves you a lot of money. And I thought about it. I'm like, maybe I could. I'm like, maybe I should look on YouTube to see how it's done and maybe do it myself. But I'm a little nervous, man. I can't lie, man. That's my confession. I'm a little nervous. I don't know how this is going to go. But, yeah, man, I never did a project like this before, man. The biggest project I ever did was cutting the grass.
So you never done this level of a DIY, do it yourself.
Nope. Project. Nope. So I'm gonna be Fig the Two Man Taylor. So I'm gonna be out there trying to mess some stuff up.
What you should do is document this. You should document this on film.
I'm a little nervous about that too.
Put it on social media.
I'm a little nervous about that because once I start, I don't want to put it out there and then I decide not to say screw this. Let me just hire somebody.
Well, I mean, you can actually film it and do it and get it done first, and then you know what I mean. Like I know we're kind of going behind the scenes here, but yeah, you know, just show the process.
Yeah, that'll be your do it yourself video. It starts off with you laying the groundwork and trying to do it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then after you fail, just go hire somebody to
another guy finishes it.
Yeah, if anything, I might show the after project where I'm just like, all right, look what I did, y'all. I did this all on my own.
Now were you at Home Depot or something? You said someone else, a lady said, or was it somebody you knew?
No, it was actually, so I was leaving church. Funny part. I was just leaving church.
All right.
And they had a walk, like a little stone walkway with rocks. It looked really nice.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of talking to my wife. I'm like, this is what I want. And she was like, you should do it yourself. Like, it's super easy.
You know what? Get some people from the church to help you.
I don't know if that's what you do.
Get some folks from the church to help you.
That might be a price, man. They might try to charge.
It's supposed to be the church, man. They supposed to help their brethren out.
Hey, they don't care, man.
They don't care about none of that.
Hey, money is green.
Hey, that's true. It is. It is.
713 says you're going to get halfway done and then be like, F this.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing I worry about, too, man. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, man. Yeah. That might be the thing to take me out.
Wait till October. Is it something you just want to do right now?
Yeah, it's not a rush right now. But hell, man, if somebody want to come help me, be my guest.
Text line.
Yeah.
Help your boy Fig out.
Hit me up. Hit me up at the Figgy Fig on social media, man, if you want to help a brother out with this. All right.
We're moving the dinner with B. Scott and Figgy to Figgy's house, and you got to bring your tools with you.
There you go.
Do some yard work for him.
Manual labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I get you a beer afterwards.
I get you a beer afterwards. No, maybe, no more dinner, hey, just
maybe,
beer.
Hey, maybe some cash, too, depending on how much work you do.
There you go.
My grandfather used to do a lot of DIY work on his house, and he would try to have me out there. I was just like, I'd just be looking at him like, really, man? Like, my grandfather grew up in the country. He's from Arkansas. Mm. I'm like, dude, I'm from San Francisco. I grew up in the city. You got me out here trying to do all this work, man. You tripping. Eventually, he just say, man, just go sit down and watch TV.
Yeah.
He just got tired because I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No idea.
281 says that is not an easy project, capitalizing not.
Really? Okay. So. Yeah. She must be trying to mess around with me.
Hey.
Keep you out of the house.
They about to talk Figgy like in one segment out of doing this project that he's thought about.
Yeah, I'm already thinking about it now, man. This segment about over. I'm like, never mind.
All it took was one segment, though.
Hey, I just hired somebody.
It took one segment for him to change his mind.
Yeah, 713 says if you have the money to pay someone to do it, then do that.
I might go that route, man.
Hey, that's what the confessions are for.
I got to confess I might go the other
There's
route
the confess, the real confession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks
your
a
penance,
lot.
Yeah, your, instead of telling you to go say seven Hail Marys or whatever, we're telling you, no, just hire somebody.
Yeah, thanks a lot, text line.
See, I got faith that Figgy could get it done, but see, the text line, they ain't got no faith in my man.
I do like this text from 281 about the Savannah Bananas. They said, love that they have found the market and are making a lot of money. However, it's meaningless, and I can't watch it as a sports fan. It's a good sport for someone who doesn't watch sports.
Hey, 281, like stop. Stop it.
I think that's a good way to look at it, though. They are very successful. They're making a ton of money. But, yeah, I think it's for the non-baseball fan. It's for
Maybe they're trying to get baseball fans, but maybe that's the start.
Yeah.
It's something. Sometimes you need something mindless that you don't just have to think about. Like, it's there.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about much if I watch it. Not like I'm not watching it every day, but if I see that it's on, I'll leave it on. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it on.
And then we'll end on this. I think this text from the 832 is about me. They say Nick is a red ass. Does he like anything? Or did we reference a Nick elsewhere?
Wait, who's Nick?
I don't know.
Is there a Nick?
Maybe you think you're Nick Caserio.
I get that all the time. People always say I sound like Nick Caserio. Yeah. So, hey, we just keep it real here. I'm just telling you how it is.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I like plenty of things. I also complain about plenty of things. Maybe that's one of the things I like. Those are confessions, our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Obviously, you hear those lunchtime confessions here on the show this time every day. Coming up, it is Monday, so we got to get to the weekend's winners and losers. We'll do it next in the loop. Actually, those guys are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee and Figgy Fig on the ones and twos holding things down here on In the Loop today. Appreciate you hanging with us on this Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We'll get to the winners and losers of the weekend in just a moment. You can always text the show 713-572-4610. You can also get to us on the YouTube or Twitch chats on those streams as well. A lot of texts coming in to try to help Figgy out with his situation after your confession.
Yeah, don't try to make it better, y'all. I'm out. I see a couple people texting, oh, you could do it. Nah, I'm out now.
Let's encourage Figgy to...
Right, we gotta build them up.
Yeah, it's over with now.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna do it, man.
Multiple people said the hardest part is leveling the ground.
That doesn't sound easy.
Yeah.
It doesn't, honestly. But I still think you could do it, though.
Yeah, I need to have an expert there with me.
Okay.
It's fair.
That way I could kind of...
That is fair.
Yeah, that way I could say I put this down, too.
Yeah.
Little guidance.
Yeah, that's right. You just do one part.
Now that I think about it, I definitely can't do that. Just myself, just me out there.
Hey, YouTube, man.
Just imagine
it's YouTube.
Just imagine me trying to put down some concrete and dirt and all this other stuff, and I'm looking on my phone at a YouTube tutorial, man. Nah, man.
I mean, it probably would be comical.
Yeah. I need somebody there to kind of at least coach me a little bit. Right.
Somebody to hold the phone. So you ain't got to hold the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that's what confessions are for. We're here to help you out.
Hey, we're here to help.
Hey, every Monday on the show, we do Reggie and John, the usual suspects, do winners and losers of the weekend. So let's get to that now. And let's start with the obvious. We talked about it earlier. We'll circle back. Everyone knows it, though. I mean, there's no bigger winner from this weekend in baseball, in Houston, I would say, than what the Houston Astros did sweeping the Dodgers in L.A. Clearly, the Astros are the biggest winner of this past weekend. And it's remarkable what they've been able to do with the people that you plug into this roster. In fact, let me put two winners together. Obviously, the Astros, but also Christian Walker, who had been scuffling. I know they asked, I think it was Reggie asked me last week, could you see Walker turning it around? And I like Christian Walker. I want to be optimistic. He had a nice weekend. He homered in the Dodger Stadium 6 straight games, which set a record, then didn't homer in the middle game, but then homered again, so he's homered in 7 of the last 8.
Wow.
He's batting close to, I think it's like .283 in his last 30 games. So Christian Walker's a big winner because starting to see some life from that bat here in recent weeks from Christian Walker.
Yeah, I mean, and... that's what everyone in Houston has been waiting for, for Christian Walker's bat to come alive. I mean, am I wrong about that? That's what we've been waiting for. I know at one point he had a stint of a few games where he hit the ball a little bit a couple months ago, but just overall hasn't been a great season from the plate for Christian Walker. My thing is, you know, will we see him keep this going and keep improving on it?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, right. It's been a nice week or two, but obviously you got to keep it going. You still have to step it up. But somebody brought up an interesting point last week on the text line saying, hey, you know, he changed leagues. He came from the NL to the AL. Give him a little time. And sure enough, this weekend against an NL team, the Dodgers, and by the way, they're replaying the game right now. We're watching it here in studio on Space City from yesterday. But, you know, against the Dodgers and in more recent times against some of these NL teams, the Phillies, the Cubs, the Dodgers, he has looked a little more comfortable. And maybe there's something to that. I mean, Juan Soto changed leagues this year, got off to a really slow start, finally starting to come around. I referenced Matt Olson last week, who switched leagues, hit a career low his first year with the Braves when he went to the NL. Rafael Devers, who was just traded, is hitting about .200 so far with the Giants his first few weeks. Maybe there is something to this idea of it takes a little time to get familiar with your new opponents switching leagues in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you haven't seen some of these pitchers, and, you know, familiarity is a big thing, I believe, in baseball, especially because you play so many games, you're going to see in each league, you're going to see so many pitchers so many times. So when you switch leagues, yeah, it may take a few months, obviously, to really get a handle on what you're going to see from certain pictures.
Man, I didn't know that was a big thing, though.
What?
That it took that. I mean, if you switched leagues like that, that it take some players
takes this long
time like
right?
that.
It's a theory.
It's a, you know.
I'm kind of starting to buy into it because in recent years we've seen that from these guys.
Yeah, I mean, and
I just never thought about that. Thought about it like that.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, it's going to be, you know, some guys it may take a month and a half. Some guys it may take three, like we're seeing. Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be different for everybody. But there's going to be an adjustment period for sure.
Yeah.
It seems like there is.
Yeah. Hopefully he's now coming out of it. 281 said Christian Walker's a Dodger killer. I told my dad if he doesn't get a hit against the Dodgers, then we need to worry.
Then we should worry.
No need to worry now. So, yeah, maybe. Kick Rocks points out different ballparks, too. So, you know, that might be a difference. It's like sight lines for a shooter.
Yeah. Hopefully this is a jump start. Maybe he could keep it rolling after this, man.
Yeah. Exactly. I think that's what everyone's going to be looking at now. Mm-hmm. Can he keep this rolling?
They need him. Yeah, if only he could play every game at Dodger Stadium. He loves it there.
He'd be homers every game. 450.
Yeah, he'd be breaking Bonds' record. loser of the weekend. Let's stick with the Astros Dodgers. Former Dodger pitcher and now current broadcaster Oral Hershiser. He's a loser from the weekend because he had this to say on the broadcast Friday night.
Hit hard to deep center field. Páez on the run. He'll turn and watch this one wedge itself in the bottom of the wall. And Cam Smith flying into second, anchoring there with another extra base hit for the Astros. Double homer double to open third against Gasperius. I don't want to open an old wound, but in some ways they're swinging at these breaking balls like they know what it's coming. I mean, that is not a bad pitch. It's really a very good pitch. Low and away, probably would have ended up by the ankles if it would have made it past the bat. That's the other thing that you analyze. You analyze your grip, your delivery, your glove position on different pitches. Am I giving something away?
Oral Hershiser Friday night during that 18-1 drubbing, referencing, of course, the whole scandal with the Astros going back, 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
That ticked off a lot of people and made a lot of news over the weekend, even just like national publications.
Yeah,
Oral making that comment.
I mean, that's a low blow. that's a low. He knew what he was doing when he said it. That was not a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing.
I will say, when you play the rest of the clip, then he starts talking about almost like the pitcher tipping their pitches. So I do wonder if either he did that to have like deniable plausibility.
Trying to cover up.
Yeah, or if truly we are taking it out of context because everyone's sensitive to the whole trash can thing with the Astros.
Yeah.
But still, if he's talking about signs, or if he's talking about pitch tipping, that's one thing. If he's referencing the scandal, it's on the road. If it was Houston, okay, I could see somebody commenting on that. But not when the team's on the road because you can't do it on the road. And then B, it just sounds like sour grapes when your team, and I know at that time, I think it was only like 5-1 when he made that comment, but when you lose 18-1.
But you're on the way to getting routed.
Yeah, and you bring that up. It's just, obviously, it's like an excuse. It's just kind of lame timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually took that as a compliment that, damn, they hitting so good
right now.
Yeah, they got to be cheating or something. So I kind of look at that as a compliment, too.
But Oral Hershiser, he's been around the game long enough. He's been around fans, media, everything long enough to know that by saying what he said, a lot of people are going to take that the wrong way. Doesn't matter how he meant it, but it's how it landed.
Yeah.
And it was taken the wrong. I'm not saying it was taken the wrong way, but it was taken how it was taken.
Yeah, and honestly, if you bring up anything about the cheating scandal, a lot of Rockets, I mean, not Rockets, but a lot of Astros fans.
A lot of them, too.
Yeah, you're going to feel some type of way about it.
Yeah.
And think about it, it's coming up on 10 years.
I know it.
So
been a while.
It ain't never going to go away, man.
No.
So somebody always going to have something, some type of little joke or something about it.
25 years from now, even, it's still going to be a sensitive subject for some fans,
especially Dodgers fans.
Yeah, for sure. I've always said, as we watch in this replay of yesterday's game, Altuve's at the plate. I think it's going to be something that, when it comes to Altuve's Hall of Fame status, people are going to reference. I'm with you.
I hope not.
You
man.
Think so?
Yeah, I do. I'm not saying they're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame because of it, but I think it's going to certainly be part of the conversation.
It'll
be part of the conversation.
Yeah, I hate that too, man.
Some voters might hold it against him in particular. You know, I put it almost
that's
in
true.
Line with like the steroids, or even, I know he was banned, but even like Pete Rose still, now that he's been unbanned, he still might not go in. I think voters will still hold it against him. Like anytime you break one of these rules or you get caught doing something, there's a lot of baseball writers that are going to hold it against
him. It's these crusty ass, old ass baseball writers, man, that just, they going to hold a grudge, man. They going to hold a grudge.
For sure.
They got to be crusty old ass.
Yeah, man. They stuck in the Stone Age, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that reminds
me. I got you.
That reminds me of Seinfeld when George is talking to Eric the Clown talking to him about the clown he grew up on. And that's what he said. Like, you're stuck in the, I think he said Stone Age too. You're stuck in the Stone Age. You got to get with the times. You're stuck in the Stone Age. Yeah, but anyways. And Figgy, you bringing up that it's like a compliment. It's almost like, that reminded me, it's like when you think somebody, a person that's a little bit older in age and they're attractive and you say like, ah, they look like they got some work done, but they didn't get any work done. Similar, it's the same type of compliment of they're doing so well.
You think can't say that
they
to somebody.
They gotta be doing. No, you say it to your spouse behind your back.
Say, you can't, especially to a woman. No, you can't say that to a woman.
You can't say that to her face. But do see a woman walk past, and then you find out she's like 55. You're like, wait a minute,
she looked 35.
She gotta have some work done.
Exactly.
And
it's
then you find out she don't.
Like, what? So good that they gotta be doing. They gotta be cheating. They gotta be doing something.
A lot of BBLs running around.
You could probably say it to their face, too. You won't see the emotion change because of all the Botox. They can't move the face much anyways. But that's a whole... digress, yeah. Real quick, another loser from the weekend, I would say, is Jason Pierre-Paul? Was that the guy who blew off his fingers a few years ago? I say loser because every July 4th, I got some texts about it, too. People reference that every year on July 4th, bring up like the biggest mistake
in this guy's
life.
Especially on social media.
Yeah, like how much of an idiot he is. And that is just going to live on forever about this guy that blew off his fingers with fireworks.
Have you actually ever seen pictures of the hand?
I think I might have.
It's pretty gruesome looking.
Yeah, nah. It's
pretty gruesome.
It was actually going around this weekend.
Yeah, I saw it this weekend for the first time, I believe. Yeah, I don't think I had ever seen it before.
He's like the unofficial spokesman of 4th of July and fireworks now, man. Every single year, they always bring him up.
Do.
Yeah, you don't want to end up like me.
Yeah.
And he probably could get some happy endorsement. You don't want to end up like me.
Yeah. Be safe out there. You don't want to be like me.
Oh, man. That's rough. That is rough.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, poor guy. He's going to live on forever for that.
Well, people will remember him, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
What's crazy, he still played in the league after that.
Oh, yeah, he played, he played a few years after.
Yeah,
quite a
so
few
it
years,
didn't,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it hurt his career, but he still played.
Yeah, it's true. That's pretty remarkable.
That's a beast.
There was a couple fingers he still played, and he wasn't bad.
I think he lost like two and a half or three fingers or something like that. It was something wild.
Yeah, for sure. Goodness. Some of the winners and losers from the weekend. This was a big weekend, though, as I said earlier, for Houston sports, because obviously the Astros sweep the Dodgers, but then it officially becomes official of Kevin Durant coming to Houston. This could be one of those weekends, depending on what happens with the rest of the Astros season, depending on what happens with the Rockets in future years.
You know what?
You look back and like, it was that July 4th weekend.
4th of July weekend, 2025.
We got Durant. Yeah. We swept the Dodgers.
That's when it happened.
It was a good time. Things really elevated. So we'll see. On YouTube, they're referencing Paul Rudd, I guess, as someone who looks like a lot younger than they are. That's where the conversation's gone.
I like Paul Rudd.
Great guy.
Think he's
great
funny.
Actor.
Think he's funny.
Yeah, cool dude. Hey, when we come back, let's rank Houston's GMs. Let's check in on the power rankings of Houston's general managers of their three major sports teams here. How would we rank them after what has been certainly a successful few months so far here in the city? We'll let you know next. It's In the Loop.